told you you'd know how to go and break my heart in two. Cause I went anyways, we'd end up like always. You know me, you better show me that you can say it to my face. Cause you know we're the same, there's worse things I can take.
Her real name is Beatrice Louse, but she goes by Biba Doobie. She's from the Philippines, and that's new music here on Radio 9. This is Miss Petula Clark.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store put the lock on the door, just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you.
A man who had to be told to put his happy organ away. It's Dave Baby Cortez to take us to news time. sound of Dave Baby Cortez here on Radio 9 with BJ Thurmer. The website, jthurmershow.com. We're on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at J. Thurmer Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
I'm Mike Clifford.
Georgia's fiscal year 2024 budget could bring a $2,000 salary boost for teachers.
Educators say low wages, scarce mental health resources for students, and a challenging work environment contribute to high turnover and retention issues in the state. Claire Suggs from the Professional Association of Georgia Educators underlines the challenges.
We have shortages in special education, in math, and in science, but a lot of our rural school districts have struggled for a long time across the field. It is just harder for these smaller communities to attract and keep educators.
In 2021, Georgia's new educators earned roughly $27,000 annually, with seasoned educators reaching $54,000 after 35 years, according to the Southern Regional Education Board. The budget seeks to address the challenges educators face in repaying student loans and the need for competitive wages, building on a recent $5,000 pay hike. Shantia Hudson reporting.
That decision now rests with lawmakers in the state Senate, where the budget could undergo more changes. And a package of bills in Helena is aimed at improving elk management in Montana. More on that from Eric Tegetoff.
The six bills are bipartisan efforts from lawmakers, hunters, and outfitters, and all have survived the legislature's transmittal deadline outside their house of origin. One is House Bill 635, which would set aside up to 15% of non-resident big game licenses for non-resident landowners so they can hunt on their own property. Jim Vashro is a board member of Montana Wildlife Federation and head of Flathead Wildlife.
Montana has seen a real increase in hunting pressure by non-residents on public available land, and this would move some segment of that hunting pressure onto private land and ease up the competition on public land.
HB 635 had its first hearing in the Senate on Thursday. The bill could remove more than 2,500 non-resident hunters from competing with Montanans on public lands. Some hunters and outfitters oppose it, saying it could reduce the number of big game licenses available.
The Montana Citizens Elk Management Coalition and Montana Outfitters and Guides Association developed the bills in early January. Now for Reuters, large U.S. banks injected $30 billion in deposits into First Republic Bank on Thursdays, swooping in to rescue the lender caught up in a widening crisis triggered by the collapse of two other mid-sized U.S. lenders over the past week. Reuters notes that banking stocks globally have been battered since Silicon Valley Bank collapsed last week. That due to bomb-related losses that piled up when interest rates surged last year. This is Public News Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you, that I need you. I want you, got to have you tried. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
vehicle, their only big smash hit. In fact, if you want to learn more about the Ides of March, there was an article in the J Letter newspaper Thurber this week. Yes, absolutely. And sometimes he learns how to speak. There was an article in the J Thurber Show newsletter this week about the Ides of March and about that song. Go to jthurbershow.com. You can read all about it. Boom, boom, boom. Here are the ad libs.
Normal people should. That's what I call a hippie.
Jay Thurber! understood.
The Animals, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. This is Hank Blackman and the Killers. Out of the Lost Wax Archives of Radio 9.
Such
Jeremy. Before that, Hank Blackman of The Killers at 2:17. Much more music time. We'll be playing some new music for you here in just a couple of minutes, so stay tuned for that. If you're eating something right now, I'm going to encourage you to put it down. If you're drinking something right now, I'm going to encourage you to swallow. And if you're easily squeamish, I'm just going to tell you to skip over this next 30 seconds or so. So I mentioned in the news at 1 o'clock, we heard that a number of people have been injured by eye drops that apparently were infected with some kind of bacteria, and some people died. Other people had to have their eyes surgically removed. And then in the news – or excuse me, that was in the news. And then in the sports, we have a Penguins hockey player who is out for the next 10 games due to a lacerated kidney. So we have a newsroom here at the Tube City Online, and we get the press releases from different agencies. And the other day, one of the coroners sent us the deaths that day, and somebody in there had died from an atlanto-occipital dislocation, it said. An atlanto-occipital dislocation. I don't know what an atlanto-occipital dislocation is. You know what that is in English, in layman's terms? It's when your head pops off. Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I have nothing more to say about that.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? Buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair. He's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. Come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Jonathan Edwards on Radio 9 at 2:21. Much more music time. We've got new music coming your way. And now that I think about it a little bit more, I feel like I read somewhere that the Atlanto occipital dislocation actually played the Syria Mosque back in the late 60s, early 70s. I think they were on the same. I think they were on the same bill as Vanilla Fudge, the Marshmallow Steam Shovel, and Vanity Fair. Someone can Google that, and they can give us a call here at 385-7450, and they can confirm that they saw the Atlanto occipital dislocation at the Syria Mosque and what year that was. Maybe some of you out there have saved your ticket stubs. I know we've got some fans of the Atlanto occipital dislocation, and it's not funny. Good Lord. I'm 40 years old, so I'm worried about everything falling off at this point. And now I have to worry about my head falling off? I mean, geez, oh, Pete. I don't know. I just, Breathe deeply. Breathe deeply.
remember that you are a living being here on the planet Earth and that your head is unlikely to fall off. However, we cannot guarantee that it's a completely zero chance.
By the way, did you see somebody, speaking of completely zero chance, did you see the guy who was mauled by a zebra in Ohio? This was on the news a couple of days ago. That means that there's no longer impossible to die in a zebra-related accident in Ohio. So if you had that on your punch card, that I will probably not die in a zebra accident in Ohio, cross that off because you might. There's a non-zero chance of a zebra attack in Ohio. We live in wonderful times, ladies and gentlemen. We face an unprecedented refugee crisis. This is called a segue. Tens of millions of people around the world have been forced to leave their homes, possibly because of zebra attacks. But you can make a difference. Turn disruption and despair to hope and opportunity by visiting. Speaking of someone whose head should have come off a long time ago, it's me, Jay Thurber. Wait a minute. Trying to smack some sense into myself. Meaning to take a lot more smacking. Hang on just a second. Listen to this, and I'm going to try to compose myself. Hold on.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Thank you. Who can prevent zebra attacks, though, or your head falling off? I don't know. People sometimes ask me, Jay, why aren't you not on a bigger radio station? And I say, just listen to the show and you'll know. Today we face an unprecedented refugee crisis. Tens of millions of people around the world have been forced to leave their homes, but you can make a difference. Turn disruption and despair to hope and opportunity by visiting supportcrisisrelief.org. Provide shelter, support, or even a job. Even small monetary donations can make a big difference. That's supportcrisisrelief.org. Supportcrisisrelief.org. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening vicinity. Snow showers likely this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. Overnight snow showers and flurries, low of 20. Less than an inch of accumulation is expected in the city, but it will be windy with winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Well, winds gusting as high now, they say, is 30 miles per hour. So it got a little bit gustier. Partly sunny, a little bit gustier was also on that same concert with – it was a major show, huge show, big crowds at the Syria Mosque with Atlanta Occipital. This location, mostly gusty, was on that show, Vanity Fair, the Marshmallow Steam Shovel, Vanilla Fudge, and I think the Strawberry Alarm Clock later on. It was delicious. Partly sunny Sunday with a high of 37. Sunny on Monday with a high of 49. Tuesday, sunny skies and a high near 57 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, light snow falling, 32 in Beaver County, 36 in Butler, light rain in Washington. It's overcast and windy outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, 38 degrees, some snow falling at WRCT.
Pittsburgh's weather.
We know that in 35. With new music from Carolyn Polachek.
My island, see the palm trees, wave in the wind. Welcome to my island. Hope you like me. You ain't leaving. Welcome to my island. See the palm trees waving the wind. Welcome to my island. Hope you like me.
Desire, I want to turn to you. Desire, I want to You're so smart, so talented, but now the water's turning red, and it's all your fault, and it's all your mess, and you're all alone. You can't go to bed, too high on your adrenaline. You gotta go somewhere where you can't pretend. Don't forget the rules, forget your friends, just you and your reflection, cause nothing's gonna be the same again. No, nothing's gonna be the same again.
Desire, I Want to Turn Into You. It's on Perpetual Novice Records. That's new music from Carolyn Polachek here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Yes, but just very open that does it. Oh, baby, I'm on that bamboo side. Schaefer is the one beer to have when you have been more than one. Shaver, pleasure doesn't fade, even when your thirst is done. The most rewarding flavor in this man's world, for people who are having fun. Yeah, Shaver is the one beer to have when you have him.
Coming up in 1/2 hour over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, it's my friend Eric O'Brien with smooth, relaxing, and easy, all of those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and occasional moments of silliness, too. So please stay tuned to the Gigglepuss Broadcasting Network at 3 o'clock. That's 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Right now, it's 2:30. These are the Chiffons. So a listener telling me that zebras are mean and that they went to a safari park and that they were warned that the zebras are mean and even if they look friendly, do not open your windows near them. I had heard that zebras were reactionaries.
Someone told me at least.
I think it was Simon and Garfunkel.
I do believe it. I do believe it.
it's true. Journey from the east side to the park, just to find a fancy ramble to the zoo. But you can take a crosstown bus if it's raining or it's cold, and the animals will love it if you do. If you do now. Me, it's all happening at the zoo. I do believe it. I do believe it's true.
Met Eddie Van Halen for the first time the other night. I always thought he was the blonde one with the big Panther Hollow, Pennsylvania. Hello?
Son. Well, now me and Homer Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. Kept on rolling and controlling them bone. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, "When you hot, you hot." I said, "Yeah."
When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not.
Boom, boom, boom.
WRCT.
These are the Paris sisters.
I love how your eyes close whenever you kiss me. And when I'm away from you, I love how you miss me. I love the way you always treat me tenderly.
music. We've got a request actually coming up right after this.
Want to manage COVID? Just
Vax.
Get the vax and the boots. There's no COVID to remove.
Mask.
In a crowd, wear a mask. It's not so much you ask. Feeling sick, take a test. Protecting others is the best. Oh, yeah. Vax, mask, test.
Let's put COVID to rest.
Vax, mask, test.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Vax, mask, test.
Hello, this is Tom Rosinski of the Old Fashioned Mattress Factory. People often ask me, Tom, how come you can sell your mattresses for less than the big department stores? Is it because you have eliminated the middleman? I respond, yes, but that is not all. I have also eliminated needless frills, like cloth, springs, and padding. We construct our mattresses from a hardwood frame with a solid wood cover. In fact, our mattresses now double as the boxes that they come in. You see, we think soft mattresses encourage people to stay in bed and be lazy. And the last thing I will tolerate is laziness. I think the workers in my factories would agree if they were allowed to speak. Come to our showroom, and if we can't beat your best price on a new mattress and box spring, we'll let you beat one of the salesmen. The Old Fashioned Mattress Factory.
Route 8 in Etna, between the junkyard and the tire pile.
I'm whipping the competition like I whip my employees.
Jay Thurber. Does it by request?
We had a request for Poison Ivy, and I accidentally played the wrong song. I played Charlie Brown, and now somebody on Mastodon said, well, why don't you play Charlie Brown? And I said, well, we could do that.
Fee, fee, fi, fi, fo, fo, fum. I smell smoke in the auditorium. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get gone. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me? On me.
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always goofing in the hall? Who's always throwing spit balls? Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Who walks in the classroom cool and slow? Who calls the English teacher daddy-o? Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown.
Everybody always picking on me. On me.
Coasting along with the Coasters on Radio 9. New music from Chestnut Grove coming up after we take care of a couple of messages. 249, much more music time. Did I say that? What else do I want to tell you about? Make sure that you know when court's in session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and or roll, country and soul, with a focus on new music from classic artists. That's Thursday nights at 8, re-airing at Mondays at noon, only on 88.3 WRCT, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University. And you can wake up with Pittsburgh's oldest teenager. It's Kevin Amos on One-to-One and the Jazz Corner, the myth, the legend, that Homewood kid, Kevin Amos, often imitated, not quite duplicated, Sunday mornings from 6 a.m. until noon on 88.3 WRCT. If you are listening to us on the internet at Tube City Online Radio, make sure to check out the schedule. Outside of Nashville, which has been our alternative country program, has changed. Sneaky. So you're going to want to tune into that because it's going to play a much wider variety of music, and I think you're going to enjoy it an awful lot. We've got old-time radio on Sunday evening starting at 7 with Jack Benny. Oldies all day long on Tube City Online Radio. At 5 o'clock, it's the Carson and Amber Show. At 6 o'clock, it's the Tragical History Tour. And then at 7 o'clock, it's Oldies Until Midnight. So that's always a good time, too. So go to TubeCityOnline.com/radio or just ask your media player to play it. It's also on Radio Garden and Streama and TuneIn. It's just all over the place like a bad rash.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Spring training baseball action at this hour. The Pittsburgh Pirates are hosting the Minnesota Twins in the bottom of the fifth. The Pirates lead that game by a score of 3-1. Pittsburgh Penguins are on the road tonight to take on the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. The puck drops at 8:08. And the Pens have brought up defenseman Mark Friedman from their farm team in Wilkes-Barre on an emergency recall. They also placed center Nick Bonino on the long-term injured list. He will have to sit out at least 10 games. The Pens right now are in fourth place in the division behind the New York Rangers, who are in third place and who they are playing tonight. So we're in the race to the playoffs. The Rangers right now on a two-game winning streak after beating the Caps and the Pens in their last couple of games. What else to tell you about? Let me see here. March Madness. What? There's college basketball? Yeah, in case you hadn't noticed, Nellie Cummings scored 13 points as the Pitt Panthers men's basketball team, number 11 seed, beat 6th-seeded Iowa State in a 59-41 victory. Pitt defeated Mississippi State in the first four. They move on to Sunday's second-round game against 3rd-seeded Xavier. Jack Nunge blocked Terrell Burton's driving attempt at a go-ahead layup in the final seconds. That's how Xavier is meeting Pitt. They dug out of a 13-point hole against a surprisingly strong Kennesaw State team to escape with a 72-67 victory in the first round of the NCAA tournament. In women's college basketball, Zia Cook scored 11 points as number one South Carolina moved 5 wins away from a perfect season. They opened the women's NCAA tournament with a 72-40 victory over number 16-seeded Norfolk State. They will face number 8-seeded South Florida on Sunday for a spot in the Sweet 16. And Haley Jones scored 17 points for the top-seeded Stanford Cardinal. Even though they were missing their star player, Cameron Brink, it didn't matter. They beat Sacred Heart by a score of 92-49 to advance to the second round of the women's NCAA tournament.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable, radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen plot, whether you believe it or not.
Flow snirlies are already falling in our area. A chance of snow showers later on today, accumulating a half inch to an inch overnight. Looking for a low overnight of 20 degrees. Will be windy with winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 36. Monday sunny with a high of 49. Tuesday sunny, high near 56. Then on Wednesday, a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high of 53 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. 34 in Beaver County, 36 in Butler, 36 also in Washington. It's a breezy, overcast, snow flurries outside our window right now in downtown McKeesport, and light snow falling at WRCT in Oakland with a new song from Chestnut Grove.
Feel the rhythm of the night.
Chestnut Grove on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
Was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Please give your well, folks, that's all for the show. When there ain't no mole, stay tuned for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Goodbye! 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 Goodbye!
It's heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK. Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK. And terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh, Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. Don't have much money, but oh, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no, or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and my song's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may sound kind of simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how